हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
So this very beautiful and peaceful, lovely place, this is known as Vrindakund. And for many years, I had never come here. But from the road, you could see this two-story building, and I used to point it out to people from the main highway. Sometimes we would go, Krishna's footprint is there. This is Vrindadevi's place. But then about 5 or 6 years ago, one Baba came in my office. And he told me that he was living here at Vrindakund. And he had established a deity of Vrindadevi here. But that he had cancer. And soon he was going to leave, and he was worried who's going to take care of Vrindadevi. So I said, Chalo Baba, I've never seen this place, let's go. Oh, I'm speaking in English, huh?
Yes, this is very good.
All right, to please Maharaj, we'll speak in English.
You know English also. English bolte.
So... So anyway, we jumped in the car and we came here, and we drove out this dusty road and we came here. At that time, it was a little bit later than now. The sun was just a big orange ball on the horizon on the other side. And this whole place was just filled with these imported, this Videshi babul that just covers up everything, and it grows faster than weeds and expands faster than weeds and doesn't let anything else grow. Everything was actually it was very secluded at that time. And I saw it was so beautiful. All day long, different birds sing different songs. Very early in the morning, just as a little bit, even before sunlight comes, a little bit of light appears in the eastern horizon over there behind underground. The peacocks are crying. Meow! Meow! Then there's another bird called Dogila. He looks like a gigantic crow. Dogila, they call it here Dogila. I don't know what its actual name is. Looks like 4 times bigger than a crow, but he has brown wings. He's black just like a crow, but he's 4 times bigger and with brown wings, light brown wings. You see them sometimes flying out of the tall grass. So they all around in every direction you hear, they have a very funny sound. So every direction you hear this. Everywhere they're all singing.
Everyone, teach them how to sing.
No, that's exactly what it sounds like. That's exactly
no. First, responsive. First you lead, then everyone.
That's exactly what it sounds like, as they're all singing in every direction. Just as soon as a little bit of light. Like that all day long, different birds are singing. There's one little black bird that comes walking along, and he has a very funny step, you know, he sort of... and his tail is going... And every once in a while, he starts his song. And oh my goodness, if two of them meet, I can't even imitate that sound when two of them meet early in the morning. I can't even beginning to imitate that sound. Then, of course, later in the day, the doves begin to sing. They have two songs. One is Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. You have heard sometimes, huh? Other times they sing Gaur Nityananda, Gaur Nityananda, Gaur Nityananda. You think it's funny, but actually, in scripture it says that the singing of the birds in Braj is more auspicious than hearing the chanting of Vedic mantras. I mean, more auspicious than hearing Vedas being chanted by qualified Brahmins. It's more auspicious. Another bird just came. You didn't see him, but he's sort of a black and white bird. He just flew and landed in this field behind the wall. He's got another one. Dee-doo! 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 Therefore, he's called Tetera. So he also comes and sings his song like this all day long. So I came and I saw this beautiful place. These birds were singing. And Baba told me, he said, I've been to all so many different ashrams. I've been even outside of our Gaudiya Sampradaya, I went. And everybody told me the same thing. And I always thought this was just an ISKCON mantra. Everyone said, no men, no money. Isn't it, when you go to your temple president, you have some new project, the first thing he says, Prabhu, no men, no money. But everywhere he went, he got the same mantra, no men, no money. So I said, Baba, no, we'll take care of this. This is such a beautiful place. Devotees will come here. They love to have some peaceful place. Now you see Vrindavan is becoming very crowded. And when we go to the temples, then immediately so many people descend upon us, begging and pulling on us for money. But here you can sit. I see many times some groups, just like last 2 weeks ago, one group came from Germany, and they were trying to sit there, and the one lady was trying to translate it into German for the other ladies. Everyone was just bothering and bothering. She finally said, let's go to Brindakund. Then they came here, they sat here in the shade. Just so happened that somehow or other, I can't remember exactly how, maybe we had got some invitation from some feast or something, so we had all this Mahaprasad, because we couldn't eat anything by the time we had that feast, and we got back here and we had all Brindadevi's Mahaprasad, so we served up Brindadevi's Mahaprasad to all of them. They all got prasad, and they sat here very peacefully without anyone bothering. She could translate everything into German and they could understand. So then a few years ago, before my very eyes, Nandan Shastri was remembering Baba Madhav Das, and he said, yes, before my very eyes, he passed away with Govinda Devi's picture of Brinda Devi, which was on the cover of Back to Godhead a couple of years ago, in January, exactly 2 years ago. So anyway, this place, this is the eternal residence of Brinda Devi, whose expansion is Tulsi Devi. Brindadevi is a very special gopi in Krishna's Leela, and she expands herself also as Tulsi Devi to offer her leaves and manjaris to Sri Krishna. In fact, just like nut, chapan bhog, or santis vyanjan, you can make 56 preparations and what would you say, vyanjan, 37?
Padar.
No, but how you say in English, vyanjan? Savories, all right. 50. You can make 56 preparation and 37 savories, but if you don't put Tulsi, Krishna will not accept. So in the same way, all of the leelas of Braj are going on by the energy of Shakti of Brindadevi, intervention of Brindadevi, because she's known, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur. In his Brindadevi Astakam, he calls her the Leela Shakti. She's the Leela Shakti of Sri Krishna. So this is her eternal residence, just on the other side of this Nandagram hill. what you see in the distance. In fact, this is the most interesting darshan of Nandagram you can get. It's the only place you can get all four chhatris. You see closely on the right side of the domes, you can see one little chhatri just sticking out just to the right. Yeah. Then a little further out right, you can see that one in the corner. Then if you look closely, right in front of us, if you look very closely, you can make out the other one that's right on the front corner. And then on the back left side, you can make out the other one. So all four chhatris you can see darshan from, only from Vrindavan, no other place. And Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he describes this Nandagram Parvat. What does he say? He's describing Vrindavan in his Braj Riti Chintamani. He's actually describing Nandagram. But first he's offering his respects to Vrindavan. Then he says, Tat-tat-chirabhutam aparashobam nandishwaram sadugana vadanti nandishwaram tam tadyadiyarupam srinandarajalayarajamanam. Then not only Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, Nandishwaram sadugana vadanti, even the sadugan on top of this hill. So just on the other side, just as far away as this one is on the eastern, on the western side, and the eastern side is Purnamasi's gufa, Purnamasi's cave. And Purnamasi, she comes over here every day, along with Nandimukhi, her granddaughter, Sandi Panimuni's daughter. And she sits here with Vrindadevi, and they plan out what will be the leelas for the day. All Braj leelas planned out from this place. You can just imagine how important this place is. Somehow we were just blind, you know, somebody just dropped this jewel in our hands and we just tied it up in a knot and never realized what we got. But we have such a rare jewel in this place. All Braj leelas being planned out from here. Sometimes Krishna comes from Nandagram and he gives some suggestion. Sometimes Radharani, she comes from Barsana. She also gives some suggestion. Like this whole leela. And Vrindadevi, she's like the supreme temple commander, just like we have your temple commander. Now who's your temple commander in Chopati? Who's there? Devamrit, that's right. So Vrindadevi, she's the supreme temple commander of Braj. She decides where the leelas will be. She decides what birds will be there, what songs they'll sing, what colors they'll have, what trees will be there, what flowers they'll have, what colors they'll have, what scents they'll have, what other insects, what if the bees will be there, what songs they'll sing, whoever else will be there. Everything she plans out, and she keeps little godowns. All of her Braj, she keeps little godowns with all the paraphernalia, instruments and sitting places and so many, whatever's necessary. So she's the supreme temple commander of Braj. And this is her eternal home. So we have somehow, by Prabhupada's mercy, because Prabhupada was the one, just like, how is it that Jagannath Mandir in Mayapur has come to ISKCON? You've seen Jagannath Mandir, those of you, huh? Because Prabhupada made Lord Jagannath famous all over the world. In the same way, Prabhupada made Tulsi Devi famous all over the world. Even in Russia, where it's very cold, they're keeping somehow or other. Even in Denver, I've been there in Denver. They have a big house. They spend thousands of dollars. The devotees in foreign countries, they spend thousands of dollars just to make a house. Somehow or other, we're going to keep Tulsi Devi. As Indians, we have forgotten what is Tulsi Devi. But there, they're spending thousands of dollars to make a house, warm it up, somehow or other keep Tulsi Devi, even if the snow is there. I tell all the Vrishvasis, you know, that these people, they spend lakhs of rupees just to keep Tulsi, even in the snow. They love Tulsi so much. They have so much devotion for Tulsi. Anyway, anyhow, they will keep her.
You didn't tell us about this one.
This we call the, usually they come in a whole group. I'm surprised only one is here. Usually there's six or seven or eight. And they're all going, wee, 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 wee. I don't know what, somebody told me today what they're called. We just call them the Italian birds, because it sounds like when a whole bunch of them are there, it sounds like a whole bunch of Italians have come. Huh? Somebody told me to yesterday at Kokilavan, what is the name of this? Doinga? Donga? Donga? Something like that? Hmm? Denga? Iska Kanami? Huh? Penga. Penga, yeah. So, after I'm finished talking, everybody can again take darshan. And you'll see, if you look closely, Vrindadevi, she's holding a lotus flower in her left hand. On top of that lotus flower, there's a little green parrot. His name is Daksha. He has 1 lakh of parrot disciples. And they fly all over Braj and come back and tell Vrindadevi everything that's going on. And this way she controls all the leelas, she controls everything that's going on. Actually, it's only by Vrindadevi's intervention that we're all sitting here in this wonderful place. We had such a wonderful feast in the Brijvasi's house. We heard all the Brijvasi songs. Like, this is all just arrangement of Vrindadevi, that we came here. We can't understand how fortunate we are to be here. And you may have noticed behind Vrindakund there's another kund. That is called Guptakund. That is also described. Bhatti Ratnakar describes both places. It says on the western side of Nandagram Hill, he said, just see the place from where Vrindadevi makes all the plans for the day's Leela, for Radha and Krishna's Leela. And then he goes on to describe that on the western side of Nandagram is Guptakund. And the Gupta, you know, Gupta means secret. This is a very, very secret place, and it is the most sacred place. Because in Braj, there's 3 yoga pits, 3 special places where Radha and Krishna meet. One of them we saw the other day, we went to Radhakund. That is the most important of all the yoga pits. Then you've seen Govindadev temple in Vrindavan. That is another yoga pit. But the very first, the Pratam yoga pit, is this Guptakund. After all the morning Leela is finished, cooking and everything is finished. You heard about the cooking Leela? You know that every day Radharani goes to this Nandagram to cook for Krishna? You heard about that? And we just heard when Ramesh was telling us the story how Radharani, she cooked. She made mud laddus and mud kachoris and mud pua, and she served them to Duras Muni, and he became very angry. He said, why are you serving this? He just cow. She just said, cow, cow. So he picked up those mud laddus and began to eat, and he said, it was just like nectar. Are lali. I'm going to give you benediction. That whoever your cooking will always be as sweet as nectar. And whoever tastes your cooking, he will never suffer from any type of disease. So when Brijvasis heard this, they insist Krishna has to that Radharani has to cook for Krishna. So she comes every day and cooks. And then Rohini and Yasoda, assisted by Dinista, they serve out all the cowherd boys. Sometime Radharani, she peeks from the window to see what's going on. And Krishna, from the corner of his eye, he sees that Radharani is looking from the corner of the window. So he sees that on his plate there's some manuhar ladus. You can just imagine. You can imagine manuhar. Man means mind. Har means to kidnap or steal. These are manuhar. They steal away the mind. It's like you were explaining how this Hare, that is, who steals away Krishna's mind. So these manuhar ladus, one way that Radharani steals away Krishna's mind. So these manuhar ladus are there, and Krishna, he sees. So immediately he picks up this manuhar ladu, He sees from the corner of his eye Radharani is looking. So he puts it in his mouth and he begins to eat. Radharani becomes so frightened. And Krishna, he slips all of those laddus over onto Sridham's plate. And Sridham, he sees Krishna's laddus have come on his plate. He begins, bloom, 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 bloom. Then Radharani knows this guy is just teasing. So anyway, after all of these morning leelas, then Radharani on the excuse, there's a beautiful garden here, which is what we want to do with this place. Just now I've leveled. There used to be piles and piles of dirt from the kund. Just now I've leveled everything out, almost everything. I have to do this. I tore up the ghat here and then ran away to South Africa. So I have to, once Braj Mandal Prakram is over, then I can come back and do some work again. So, on the excuse of seeing this beautiful garden over here, she comes walking with all her sakis and manjaris. And Krishna also, on the excuse of going to the, because the cow down this road is Baroka, this is the Goshala of Nanda Baba. So on the excuse of going to see the cows, he also wanders over in this direction. And then they have a very, very, this Guptakund. They both meet here secretly. This is the first meeting. This is the Pratam Yoga. This is the first yoga pit in the Leela of Radha and Krishna. Every day they come here between 7:20 and about 8 o'clock in the morning. They have secret meetings. Such an auspicious place. We have no idea where we're sitting. We're just like blind. At least I am anyway. Maybe people can see. But I'm just like blind man, just wandering here, stumbling over kalpavriksha trees and kicking Chintamani stones. And I have no idea what we're doing here. This is such a wonderful place. And then in the far left corner there you can see by Guptakund, this white structure, small white structure, that is Baba Samadhi. After he left, we took him on Prakrama of all the seven temples of Vrindavan, and we brought him here, and all the sadhus of Nandagram came and they put him in Samadhi in this place. So he told this is our pujari here, Bhagwat Prasad, standing underneath this tree. You see this beautiful tree? This is the native sticker tree. See, I got rid of all the useless sticker trees, like the ones where the buses were turning around. When we cleared them out, then we found these trees here. You see these few little bushes? Baba had planted these, who knows how many years ago he planted these things, but nothing can grow with these sticker trees. They don't give any light, they don't give any water, they don't give any nourishment. When we were clearing away all of these sticks, suddenly we found all of these trees that Baba planted. And you go on the Govardhan Road between Govardhan and Barsana, you'll see these same trees. They're probably planted at the same time, but now they're giving such shade over that Govardhan Road from Barsana. He convinced the government to plant those trees. He was very powerful, Baba. All those trees along the road from Barsana to Govardhan, the same type of tree, but now they're shading, completely shading the whole way, and they give beautiful flowers. You may have noticed there's another railroad track besides the main line. There's a second line there on your way to Govardhan Hill. That line was supposed to, we did Govardhan Prakrama, you remember?
Yeah.
That line was supposed to cut your Prakrama path in two places. That railroad line goes to Alwar, and it was supposed to cross right over Govardhan Hill. And Baba Madhav Das, he took the government to court. I have all the papers with me. And everyone said, Baba, you can't fight the government. What are you doing? But somehow Vrindadevi gave him some special power. He did it. He fought the government. He won. They had to spend 1 crore of rupees extra to make that railway line go around Govardhan Hill instead of over Govardhan Hill. Imagine doing over. He used to go to Jhansi, he used to go to Benares, he used to go here and there, different places. The government had nurseries, and he would bring back flower trees, whatever tree he read in the scripture that's used in worshipping Krishna, used in Krishna Leela. He brought back sandalwood trees and planted them all over Braj. He brought back Har Sringar. He brought back so many different types of trees in so many different places. He's very powerful. Baba, they used to pump, we're going to go to Pavan Sarovar next. So they used to pump all the water from Pavan Sarovar out to water their fields. Then they would catch all the fish and take them to Mathura to sell. like that. Baba went to the DM. He got an order from the DM that nobody can use the water of Pavan Sarovar for their fields and nobody can catch the fish in Pavan Sarovar. They used to mine rock. You see, we made this stone wall. We had to bring the stone from 6 or 7 kilometers down the road in Rajasthan. But they used to mine this stone right out of Nandeshwar Parvat. He also got an order from the DM to stop that. This is non-different from Lord Shiva. Like that, he was very, very powerful, Baba. Anyway, he's left this place to us, to ISKCON, and we formed one little trust, Brinda Trust, to take care of this place. Myself and Devi Shakti Mataji, who's sitting here, and Bhakti Siddhanta, our artist, who you might know, most of you from Bombay know Bhakti Siddhanta and Vidya Devi, I think, who's our, he makes the Prabhupada Murtis also, and all of the plaques up in the top of the Samadhi building, he made all of those bronze plaques. And Govindadasi, who's famous for worshipping Tulsi Devi, she's also part of our trust. So we're trying to make a beautiful garden here, make a beautiful temple for Brinda Devi, and a beautiful place for all of you to come have. Actually, I wanted you all to have a nice picnic here. We can all, here we have so many, these two nice trees. This one tree, he's standing here, just raising his arms in the air, and he's shouting, Balala! Balala! This is the native thorn tree. You see, this is the one over there who has no grace at all. He just looks like he's tentacles reaching out to grab everything. But he's such a graceful tree. This is the native sticker tree of Braj, thorn tree of Braj. And he's just standing here raising his hands in the air, eternally doing kirtan here in this place. So anyway, whenever you come to Vrindavan, you're welcome to come here. You can stay here. Many devotees during Kartik, they came and stayed here for a couple of days. I also spend half of my time here and half of my time in Vrindavan. So I think we're running out of time. So if you like, you can all go and take darshan of Brinda Devi. If you want, you can leave your name. We have a paper there. There's a book, guest book there. You can leave your name. We can send you our newsletter. And you can help us, because this is your temple. This is your place in Braj. This is for all the devotees. We can all render service to that controller of Vrindavan. Actually, Vrindavan is named after Brinda Devi. She has voluntarily surrendered it at the lotus feet of Radharani. Radharani has put her back in charge, that she takes care of all the trees. That's why we want to make a beautiful garden. Because her other name is Puspasara, the essence of all the flowers. And she's the goddess of all the trees of Braj. So we, our plan is to make a beautiful garden here for devotees to come and sit and chant and hear about Krishna and have feasts. And in fact, on 14th, we're going to bring all the devotees out. That is the annual festival, the Dwadasi day of Gorkhasur Das Babaji's disappearance, that on the Kadasi, the Dwadasi is the feast. So that annually, for many, many years now, has been the Brinda Devi festival here. It's also the day that Tulsi Devi and Shalagram were married. So we have a huge, we feed all the sadhus of Nandagram, and then all the, we bring two or three buses of devotees, and we have a big feast here and kirtans like that. We also have a Anashetra going on in Nandagram. We feed about 20 sadhus every day. We do that in conjunction with Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj with his Spoon for Life and Brinda's, on our Pujari's house, he does the cooking. Originally we were just going to serve rice dal and sabji because we figured most of the babis are Bengalis. And they all said, "Arey Maharaj, we all left Bengal a long time ago. We went roti." So besides taking care of his six children, she cooks. She and one other Brijbasi lady, because you can't hire anybody to cook. People will cook puris, but nobody will make rotis. You can't hire anybody. So she, his wife, and another Brijbasi lady cook all the rotis every day, and all the babas are very happy. They give Brijbasi rotis every day. So, I think we've taken enough of your time. Anybody has any questions? And you see, our Tulsi, how she's just spraying out of this, she's just like a fountain, just shooting out of this Tulsi Kamba there, by the side of the temple. You see, this is Tulsi Devi. And she's just spraying out of there, just like a fountain. She's so happy. I mean, some temples you go, you see there's a little Tulsi with one little branch and two or three little leaves, you know, but here, she's like a fountain, just spraying out of this Tulsi Kamba there. So everyone can go and take darshan, and we'll get back in the buses and we'll go to a very special place called Pavan Sarovar. Yes.